HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.
The 2017 National Black College Champion North Carolina A&T Aggies were chasing excellence this year, and that was the model for the team. Well, head coach Rod Broadway and his Aggie Blue did not only talk the talk, but the gold also walked the walk on the way to a perfect 12-0 season.
It's awesome feeling to be 12-0, to win our second national championship in 3 years at A&T. As seniors, I'm so happy for those seniors, man. And I'm happy for our school because we've come a long way. I mean, we've come a long way. And that's with great effort from a lot of people. And when you say team, it's not just the people that you see on the field. There's a lot of people behind the scenes. There's a big part of this team. And it starts with our chancellor, who's been very supportive, our AD, who's been incredible to work with. And of course, you know, all our support staff has done an outstanding job. So when you have a team like this, there's a lot of people that you need to give credit to, and they deserve it.
It all started way back in September when A&T showed how strong they would be this year, powering their way past Gardner-Webb 45-3. In a season opener where Aggie QB number 7 Lamar Raynard, a redshirt junior, threw for a then career high 321 yards. He connected for 3 of the blue and gold's total 7 TDs, and Raynard took advantage of sophomore wideout Elijah Bell and his grad student receiver Jaquil Capel, as well as redshirt junior Malik Wilson as his favorite targets in the aerial attack he launched on the Bulldogs. But that was not the only muscle A&T showed in their season opener. The Aggie defense devoured Gardner-Webb's offense, only allowing 114 yards of total offense and preventing GW from crossing the 50-yard line until late in the game. By the way, did I mention All-American punt returner Chris Garden? I didn't? Well, he kicked off their season, returning an 88-yard punt for his 5th career punt return for a touchdown, and that was just in the first game. Coach Broadway and his Aggies continued chasing their excellence the next week with a 56-0 blasting of Mars Hill in A&T's home opener, followed by a 35-31 win over the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. Raynard, and what I'm going to call from this point on as A&T Air, continued showing strength and diversity as the QB connected with 9 different receivers in the win over Mars Hill, and redshirt junior running back number 22, Markel Cartwright, enjoyed some home cooking, rushing for 121 yards and a touchdown. The blue and gold defense also had a great day, playing in front of their home crowd for the first time this year, as Jeremy Taylor had a stellar performance with 10 tackles, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, and he found time to nab himself an interception in the process.
The number one principle in our program from the first day we set foot on campus, the number one thing we tried to do or we decided to preach was stop the run. I don't care who we're playing, stop the run. And that's what we do. We're going to overload the box and we're going to make you beat us throwing the ball. I don't think there's enough passers that can actually complete 70% of the passes or 75% of the passes, which is going to take the big you throwing the ball. But if we can hold you on 100 rushing, we're good.
Defense! Speaking of the Aggies defense, which had not given up a TD in its first 2 games of the season, it became apparent that Coach Broadway's D was developing stars as redshirt freshman Franklin Mack McCain III, who actually has a statue of his family on the A&T campus, made sure the 49ers of Charlotte would remember his name as he nabbed a game-winning pick 6 to lead A&T to victory. Next up for the Juggernauts from Greensboro was the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference opener against Morgan State in Baltimore. Let's just say the Aggies put the MEAC on notice, beating the Bears 49-17, and they followed that performance with a 21-7 win over South Carolina State, as well as a 44-3 trouncing of Delaware State. By the way, in the 3 games I just mentioned, Cartwright took over in B-more, carrying the ball 17 times for a then-career-high 176 yards. And on the defensive side of the ball, the return of the Mac. No, not that one. That's the one. Yep, I said it. The return of the Mac. That's Franklin Mack McCain, if you weren't paying attention. He returned not only 1, but 2 interceptions for touchdowns, giving him 3 and making him only one of 27 players in NCAA Football Championship Subdivision history to have 2 pick sixes in the same game. Meanwhile, you know, I was talking about that statue of his family on the campus of North Carolina A&T. Well, his grandfather was part of the Greensboro 4. Those were the young men that actually had the sit-in Greensboro back in the day, which was part of the movement to put an end to segregation. Next up was a trip to Orangeburg, South Carolina to face the Bulldogs of South Carolina State. Well, in this game, the X Factor was freshman kicker Noel Ruiz, who provided 9 of the 21 points the Aggies scored, as Ruiz kicked field goals of 36, 41, and 27 yards to help A&T survive a defensive slugfest. Did I say defense? No, really. I did say defense, and I say that because Taylor, who I mentioned earlier, struck again with another stellar performance, forcing 2 fumbles and getting another interception. But Trevin, you said stellar. Yes, sir, I did say stellar. The reason I said stellar is because Taylor was part of the 3 turnovers the Aggies forced the Bulldogs to cough up. Following the trip to South Carolina, the Aggies returned to the borough. Yeah, I'm calling Greensboro the borough. For the greatest homecoming on earth.
You know, it's big at HBCU, and I think everybody knows that. All you gotta do is look around. You can see how big it is. It's one of the biggest days of the year around here.
Coach Broadway knows what he's talking about. His Aggies donned in their all-blue uniforms, feasted on the Hornets of Delaware State in a game where that wideout, Elijah Bell, number 13, pulled in 9 receptions for 178 yards on a day where QB Renard, that's number 7, stepped his way into the history books, completing a second 300-yard-plus passing day, making him the first Aggie to have as many 300-yard passing games in one season.
He has really, really grown as a football player. And a lot of this, you got to give credit to the quarterback coach. Coach Barnett, I think, is an outstanding quarterback coach. He's done a marvelous job with this guy, growing him and developing as a quarterback. But Greenard has a lot of natural abilities for throwing the ball. But his knowledge has gotten so much better. And a lot of that comes, again, with coaching and him putting the time in this film room, learning schemes defensively, what people are trying to do, and getting the ball out of his hand. So he's really developed.
So this is where we're about at the middle of the season, and Coach Broadway and his Aggies were 6-0, and they were still in the pursuit of excellence with only 5 games left. Well, the Aggies then went to FAMU, Florida A&M, where the Rattlers found out that the Aggies' bite was just as loud as and as harmful as their bark in a 31-20 loss. What I mean when I say that is, if the A&T offense is the bark, led by Renard, Cartwright, Bell, and even Garden, then the players like graduate running back Jamari Smith and tight end Trey Scott, as well as 5th-year wideout Xavier Griffin, showed that the bark had some bite behind it, as those players who did not get as much attention came through. Smith came through for the blue and gold when he was needed with a 14-yard TD. Griffin caught a TD pass from Renard for his 3rd consecutive game with a touchdown. And Scott had a key reception in the middle of a scoring drive that helped A&T spoil the Rattlers' homecoming. Meanwhile, at the core of all this was an offensive line led by future pro football left tackle, Mr. Brandon Parker.
I had to come out physically. I mean, we worked hard. The coaches did a good job of bringing in talent to replace what we lost. And we had some guys that had the dog in them. I mean, they came in, they understood the mindset and worked, and we, you know, made a product in the end.
And big Mr. Parker, I expect him to be drafted in the 1st or 2nd round this year. Meanwhile, back to the game. The Aggies returned home to put the perfect record on the line against the Wildcats of Bethune-Cookman, who, by the way, gave A&T its closest conference game of the season, as Renard captained his troops to a 24-20 victory. The Wildcats actually had the lead 20-14 going into the final quarter, but an interception by redshirt junior Deion Jones at the end of the 3rd quarter gave A&T momentum, which the Aggies used to build on as Ruiz, there goes that kicker, nailed a 30-yard field goal, and later in that quarter, Renard connected with that tight end Scott for the go-ahead score. In the next 2 games, A&T outscored their opponent 71-24, piling up wins over Norfolk State, 35-7, and Savannah State, 36-17, setting up the season finale and a shot at completing the regular season 11-0. By the way, in the game against Norfolk State, the Aggies defense held the Spartans to -4 yards rushing. Yep, I said -4 yards rushing, as this A&T team became the first squad in school history to reach the 9-0 mark. Not to mention the seniors on this team were the first group of seniors in school history to complete 3 consecutive 9-win seasons. And the Aggies didn't finish there. They actually used Dick Price Stadium in Norfolk as a stage upon which to break more school records. Renard's 277 yards passing helped him break the 23-year-old season passing record held by former Aggie Maceo Bolin, and brought Renard's total at this point of the year to 2,302 yards, and he still had 2 games left. Meanwhile, the win over the Spartans gave Coach Broadway his 56th win as the A&T head coach, making him the 2nd winningest coach in school history. The only coach ahead of Broadway is legendary coach Bill Hayes, who garnered 106 wins from 1998 to 2002. In the game against Savannah State, A&T running back Cartwright became the 8th Aggie in school history to rush for 1,000 yards in a season. And as he ran through the Tigers for 127 yards and 2 TDs on 27 carries, Raynard continued his record-breaking season by passing for 2 more TDs, bringing his total to 25 touchdown passes, breaking the 32-year-old single-season TD mark set by Alan Hooker. While Raynard was not finished wiping Hooker's names from the record books, Raynard brought his total completions for the season to 175. That's breaking Hooker's mark of 169. And Nard also broke Hooker's record for the number of TDs responsible for in a year, which was then 26. Well, Raynard, at this point of the year, he was responsible for 28.
As a team, we just come in and work every day. We put the time in the weight room, the field room, on the practice field, and we just come to compete. And we're brothers. We stick together through whatever. And it really showed this year.
That brings us to the all-out Aggie Eagle Classic, which wrapped up the regular season and a shot for the Aggies to be unbeaten MEAC champs. But Coach Broadway's troops will have to get the monkey off their back, so to speak. North Carolina Central head coach Jerry Mack and his Eagles owned the Aggies for the last 3 Aggie Eagle Classics, and they were out to continue that success. This game had a total of 27 penalties called between the two teams, not to mention it took 21 minutes before any one of the teams could score. Well, A&T Air, as I call it, was in full effect as Renard connected with Bell. Bell broke the single-season receiving TD record held by Denzel Keys and Craig Thompson with his 11th touchdown reception of the year.
Special game getting due against Central. I feel like I had a chance to do it all season, but it came, and I'm happy, but I'm more happy about the conference championship.
He was part of that offensive punch that led A&T to a 24-10 win, meaning that Coach Broadway and his Aggies were heading to the 3rd annual Celebration Bowl against the one-loss Grambling State Tigers.
Yeah, he's special talent. When you have a player like that, you know, he's 6'2½", 225-pound wide receiver, and he can out-muscle guys out there. And he has unbelievable hands for him. He's going to catch most of them, so we got to throw him some 50-50 balls. But he's had an outstanding season for us, and he's just a sophomore. He's going to be unbelievable before he finishes here.
Well, as you know by now, the Celebration Bowl was won 21-14 by the Aggies of North Carolina A&T.
The champ is here!
And Renard came up big once again, passing for 225 yards and a touchdown, while Cartwright ran his way to the claim of the Offensive Player of the Game honors with 110 yards rushing and 2 TDs. And Renard and Cartwright are no strangers. They've been together since high school. Lamar Renard talked about the connection.
We started together in the 9th grade playing at T. Wingate Andrews High School in High Point, North Carolina. And, you know, we were a dominant force, and, you know, we decided to come to college together because we thought that we could do really great together, you know. That's my brother. We stay right down the street from each other. And, you know, it's a lot I can say. I'm going to keep it short, man, but I love him, though.
And that freshman, McCain, the 3rd, nabbed the Defensive Player of the Game honors. And basically, that had to be based on the interception he came up with, a key interception, in the second half, ending the Tigers' drive as he jumped in front of the ball in his own end zone.
I watch film a lot, so I try to know a lot of things before it happens. So he kind of had a tight split. So I kind of knew he was going to run it out, so I pretty much ran it out for him and made the play.
On the day, the Aggies outgained the Tigers in total offense 397 to 336 yards and held on to the ball 11 minutes more than the defending champions, helping Coach Rod Broadway win his 3rd HBCU national title with his 3rd team, and most importantly, put an exclamation point on the team's phrase of chasing excellence. The win also marked this year's Aggies' place in history as the only MEAC team in conference history to complete a full season undefeated. So the Aggies are no longer chasing excellence. A&T, you are excellent.
Hola, we the boys.
And this year's undisputed HBCU National Black College Champions on the gridiron. And you know, one of your own, senior Jeremy Taylor, or excuse me, graduate Jeremy Taylor, summed up this season for the blue and gold. And what I have to say is the right way.
That's the best thing, going through that season 12-0 and doing it with the people I love, like my brothers right here. That's the biggest thing. Having no memories, like I said, I graduated, but I got something to take with me. It's the memories and these championship with these boys up here.
We them boys!